Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec l'Actu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 14th of November. And today's news story is about some heavy traffic in China caused by dumplings. And if you're not sure what dumplings are, you'll find out a little bit later. Let's start by looking at today's keywords. So I've got six words that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not be sure about. So I'd like to look at them, just the words, and then at the end we'll come back to all of them to look at what they mean and how I use them. The first word is quest. Maybe you saw this in the headline, quest. And then the next word is that word, dumpling. So what is a dumpling? Next, a phrasal verb, clog up. So clog, C-L-O-G, up. Next, a noun phrase, cheap thrills. Cheap, C-H-E-A-P, thrills, T-H-R-I-L-L-S. And then we have another noun phrase, sheer number. Sheer, S-H-E-E-R, number. And finally, a verb, beam. B-E-A-M, to beam. But what does that mean? Right, those are our keywords. Listen carefully, see if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. What started as a fun online quest for dumplings turned into chaos when thousands of cyclists clogged up the roads between Zhengzhou and Kaifeng in central China. The story began innocently enough. Four university friends pedaled 50 kilometers to Kaifeng for a taste of guantangbao, a type of soup dumpling, and shared their adventure online. The idea resonated with young people looking for cheap thrills and a break from job stress, sparking the night ride to Kaifeng trend. Soon, what was meant to be a fun night out turned into a wild scene. By Friday night, tens of thousands were cycling along the six-lane expressway connecting the two cities. Police, probably baffled by the sheer number of cyclists, used loudspeakers to urge them to clear out, while bike rental companies threatened to lock rented bikes remotely. Ms. Lee, a 27-year-old who joined in on a motorbike, said it felt like college days all over again. Everyone was beaming with energy and interacting with people around them. It was like back to my college days, she said. But the fun didn't last long as traffic turned into a nightmare. Photos online showed thousands of bikes packed like sardines on the main roads. One driver reported a journey that normally took an hour stretched to three. Cyclists started regretting the ride. One student, who spent over 7 hours on the road, posted about their struggle to find a taxi or hotel room and even overheard a restaurant owner complaining about the influx of students. Things got so hectic that bike companies asked riders to take trains or buses instead, and universities stepped in to keep students on campus. Despite the chaotic scenes, Ms. Lee still believes these spontaneous gatherings are needed. She said, people are so stressed these days. Happiness is infectious. And that's today's news story. Okay, so an interesting story coming out of China. Do you think that this was a nice thing for these young people to do? Happiness is infectious, said the woman. Or do you think that it was a little bit inconsiderate? Right, let's go back and look at the words I gave you at the start. And we'll start with quest and dumplings. What started as a fun online quest for dumplings turned into chaos. So a quest is a long search for something. And dumplings, well, it's a type of food, It's a small, savory ball of dough which may be boiled, fried, or baked. In this case, it was soup dumplings. So you put these little things in the soup. Okay, next, clog up. So the quest for dumplings turned into chaos when thousands of cyclists clogged up the roads. To clog up means to block. Next, cheap thrills. The idea resonated with young people looking for cheap thrills and a break from job stress. So a cheap thrill is a fun thing to do for cheap. Next, sheer number. Police, probably baffled by the sheer number of cyclists, used loudspeakers to urge them to clear out. So, police were baffled, they were confused by the sheer number. This is a large number of people. And the final word, beam. Ms. Lee, who was very positive about it, she said everyone was beaming with energy and interacting with people around them. So to beam, it means to smile with pleasure. So everybody was really happy and really energetic. And those are the keywords. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks very much for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to check out the transcript, which is on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you're interested in reading the text version of today's news story. I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.
Hi, this is Freddie Wong from Dungeons & Daddies, and this episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. Blast
Houston,
off.
We have a savings!
That's right. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that empowers you to save more, spend less, and take control of your financial life. Basically, you can see all of your checking, savings, credit cards, and investments in one convenient place. You can understand your spending trends, and most importantly, you can categorize those expenses and set up a custom budget by identifying top spending categories. Listen, you want to track bank statements? It's very difficult. Use Rocket Money to help keep track of all your finances. Rocket Money has over 5 million happy members and has saved its users over $1 billion across all of the app's premium features. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Get Rocket Money today at rocketmoney.com/allinone. That's rocketmoney.com/allinone.